More special military tribunals are being held today at the U.S. Naval Base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The Pentagon says the hearings are to determine whether the detainees are enemy combatants or should be set free. The Bush administration holds that enemy combatants are different from prisoners of war and do not warrant some protections of the Geneva Conventions. Many defense lawyers and human rights groups say the tribunals are unfair and will not pass muster in a federal court. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
The Pentagon announced the formation of the tribunals about 1 week after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the nearly 600 foreign-born detainees at Guantanamo Bay had the right to challenge their legal status before a neutral body, such as a federal court. The military quickly notified the prisoners of their rights, named the special panels that would hear the cases, and started the procedure. Gordon England, Secretary of the Navy, hopes to have all the tribunals complete within 120 days.
We have actually gone beyond what would happen with any prisoner of war, much less an enemy combatant. It's extremely fair. My judgment, it's very, very responsive. I mean, this is a very high standard that we're meeting, and we are meeting this standard.
As the tribunals are being implemented, defense lawyers are filing petitions on behalf of their clients and applying to visit them at Guantanamo. But more than 5 weeks on, not one defense attorney has been allowed to see a detainee about the tribunals. Rachel Mirapol, a human rights lawyer with the Center for Constitutional Rights, says this is a stalling tactic by the administration and the Pentagon.
I think it's clear that they're really scrambling to find a way to deal with the Supreme Court decision that doesn't abdicate any of their control over the detainees. What they're trying to do is keep control over the process before any of the detainees have an opportunity to speak with counsel.
Mirapol says the administration is trying to keep detainees from having their respective cases heard in front of a federal judge. She says that conducting the tribunals is a backhanded way for the military to show that it's satisfying the Supreme Court's ruling that the detainees be allowed to challenge their imprisonment. Richard Klingler is a lawyer and co-founder of Citizens for Common Defense, which filed a brief with the Supreme Court in the Guantanamo case. Klingler says the High Court was not clear about whether the prisoners needed to be heard by a federal judge.
So if the government can then come back and say, look, they're getting hearings, they have the following protections built in for that to determine whether, in fact, they're correctly being held as an enemy combatant, then the government would be able to say they've gotten their process that's due and they'd get no relief in federal court.
Klingler says the tribunals can be the neutral body that the Supreme Court specified. He adds that each detainee will get a personal representative to help him with his case. But the representative is a military officer and not a lawyer. Tom Wilner, an attorney representing 12 Kuwaitis being detained at Guantanamo, says maybe that representative could have been neutral when the detainees were first brought to the base.
I think it's very hard for subordinate officers to make a neutral decision when their bosses for 2.5 years have made a decision, said these are enemy combatants. How could subordinate officers now make a neutral decision on that issue?
The Supreme Court may have ruled that the Guantanamo detainees can challenge their confinement, but the decision did little to resolve the details. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.